Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk.
The Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? My name is Straight Shooting LJA, and welcome to another episode of The Straight Shooting View. Now, what an interesting last few days it's been. Brendan Rodgers sacked from Leicester. Graham Potter sacked from Chelsea. And allegedly, according to reports, we're glad to see Frank Lampard allegedly at Chelsea again. So nice, they want him to fail twice. If Frank Lampard goes back to Chelsea, it really does prove that Todd Bowley is a rebel without a clue and Chelsea have not got a plan. Even bringing Frank Lampard back as an interim manager, you might as well keep that seat vacant. Or you might as well have not gotten rid of Graham Potter in the first place. Because these managerial sackings are absolutely laughable. I mean, bear in mind, all of these have been done with 10, 11 games left. Now, I know on a recent Straight Shooting View episode, I talked about Antonio Conte and some of his comments. He has been relieved of his duties as well since I recorded that. So we've seen at least 3 managerial sackings since I did Straight Shooting View episode. I think it was 149 about Antonio Conte and Patrick Vieira. So Conte's rant and Vieira being sacked. By the way, Roy Hodgson is back for Crystal Palace and won his first game. But it's one of them ones where Palace weren't actually in that bad a position under Vieira. And yeah, anyway, where I'm going to focus though is these clubs seem to be really against managerial stability, because this season, more than any other, has been a roller coaster. And I'm not even talking results on the pitch, I'm just talking managers. In, out, shake it all about. The merry-go-round is truly a merry-go-round. And I think this season, the 2022-2023 season, bearing in mind there was a World Cup right in the middle of the season, it's astounding that this is still, I think, the highest ranking season in terms of managerial sackings. There have been, 12 this season. And the thing is, there's still another, 10, 11 games left for most sides. So there is still time for this record to actually be added to. And that's kind of a scary thought, because you look at some managers, like a Jurgen Klopp, for instance. He said, boy, if I was a year into this job, I wouldn't be here right now. So even he feels like the only reason he's still at Liverpool is because of what he's done during his tenure. Because him and Pep Guardiola are now, quite clearly the longest serving managers in the league. So it's one of them where this season has just been very, very weird. I mean, it is still extremely tight in the bottom half of the table. And there's a number of different teams who could go down. There's a number of, there's still 2 teams in the title race. There's still about 5, maybe 6 teams in the hunt for European places, especially those top 4 places. And it's like, there is so much that has still that is still left to resolve, why would you take the risk of destabilizing stuff? And a lot of these clubs don't seem to be even looking short term, let alone looking long term. And it's just very, very strange, because it just makes it look to me like a lot of these clubs do not have a plan. They're just hoping for that quick little short uptick, and then we'll deal with the rest later. And it's like, you can't do that. You really, really can't do that. And even if it works for one club, it's not going to work for others. So it's one of them where, as I said, it's a very, very weird time, because as the icon Sting said on the final Nitro back in 2001, 22 years ago, the only thing for sure, and I'm paraphrasing, the only thing for sure is that nothing's for sure when it comes to Premier League managers. Those hot seats are always basically hot potatoes. And I'm not quoting the Wiggles there. Hot potato. Never thought I'd crowbar a Wiggles reference into a pitch talk show, but there we go. There it is. But it's one of them where it really is that, because it's this short-termism. And you're probably going to see at least a couple of those managers like swapping positions. But then you look at the fact that managers are signed up and you have to pay huge severance packages on a general basis. And apparently Chelsea are somewhat happy with getting rid of Potter when they did, and they dodged paying £50 million in severance, but still had to pay £21 million to get him out of his Brighton contract in the first place. And apparently I think I have to pay £12 million as severance. And it's like, dude, that's not something to be proud of, saving money on severance packages. Because Chelsea, under the Abramovich era, at the point that Andre Villas-Boas was sacked, they'd already paid over £100 million just in severance pay to managers. So saving a little bit of money there, nothing to be proud of. And remember, Chelsea this season have already been circumventing and exploiting loopholes in financial fair play, which I'm going to come on to a little bit more later because of the second half of this. A lot of these clubs don't seem to have a clue what they're doing. They're just like, oh my God, we're in potential trouble. Oh, let's just get rid. Let's just do something for the sake of doing it. And it's like, dude, that's not the way you should be doing things. If something's not working, change your formation, change your tactics. Don't just fire the manager, because as I've said before, and I said recently in regards to Patrick Vieira sacking, it's a case of whoever comes in, experienced or not, has to deal with exactly the same group of underachieving players that the previous manager had to deal with. So if you go down, then what are you going to do? It's funny. I mean, I'm hearing names like Luis Enrique being linked to the Chelsea job, Nagelsmann being linked to Tottenham. And again, nothing's going to change. Tottenham still not going to win trophies unless the culture changes. Antonio Conte was spot on with that. But then you look at as well with Chelsea. Even if they bring in Luis Enrique, more likely than not, he's not going to get more than a year to do what he needs to do. So, as said, it's like, unless the cultures change at these clubs, stuff isn't good, and nothing's going to change. Everything's going to stay the same. Chelsea are going to still have their managerial merry-go-round. Even though Todd Bowley's been there less than a year, it's like, got rid of Tuchel early, brought in Potter, paid all that money, got rid of him after spending a shed load of money in that transfer window as well in January. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? You haven't got a clue. Speaking of haven't got a clue in financial fair play, I alluded to it earlier, look at Everton. Everton are one of those sides to me, and I'm not just saying this as a Liverpool supporter, but they are one of those sides who don't know crap from apple butter, to coin a Jim Cornette phrase. Because how they've gotten to losses of what, £315 million over, I think, 4 years, and they're trying to blame half of that on COVID, and it's like, no one else is posting that much. And I said at the back end of last season about Everton that they are spending Man City level money, but they're getting relegation results. And it's like Richarlison, £50 million, laughable at best. And it's like, dude, those kind of decisions there, and Everton thinking that they're still a big club, considering they ain't won anything in a generation. 1995 was their last trophy. They've gone nearly 30 years without winning a trophy and still think they're a big side. And they're trying to punch above their weight and spend like they're a big side as well. And that's why they have got hundreds of millions of pounds of losses. You can't be blaming COVID if you're buying players like Richarlison for £50 million. You just can't. So with them being investigated now and potentially getting docked points that could, in theory, potentially send them down and get them relegated. Dude, if Everton get relegated, apparently they are bang in trouble. Because their accounts, there was something very, very telling and very interesting in equal measure from Everton's accounts notes. And it was basically that they are heavily reliant on Farhad Moshiri as an owner in terms of financially. Heavily reliant, that's their main source of income and revenue. And even though he has said, yeah, I'm here for the long haul, there is nothing legally binding to keep him at Everton for the long haul and to keep him financing the club. So reading between the lines, the fact that there's nothing legally binding to keep him there, he could literally walk at any time. He could walk, and any loans he's given Everton or anything like that, he could easily just call that in and be like, yeah, cool, done. And more likely than not, Everton are not going to get as lucky as Chelsea did in terms of Abramovich being sanctioned because of the whole Russia-Ukraine thing and Abramovich's links to Russia and to Putin. Everton ain't going to get that lucky. They really are not with Farhad Moshiri. So they really have to, they need something drastic, and they need to sort it out. Because these financial fair play breaches, if they get docked points, and I said, if that sends them down, obviously they'll appeal it. But at the same time, you look at Manchester City and the investigation going on to them. There's also a Barcelona investigation, which I'm going to do a complete episode on, because there's a lot in that with corruption. It's a case of, it sets that precedent where, okay, you breach the rules, you get docked points. Pretty cut and dry. It makes it very much more cut and dry. So it is one of them where, as I said, Everton, as I said, thinking they're a big club, trying to chase big clubs, and it's like, dude, you have to spend within your means. Otherwise, your club may not be there anymore. And you can't be reliant, financial fair play or not, you can't be reliant purely on your owners putting money in. You can't just rely on that. Because then you're just foundations built on sand. And as said, if your owner ever calls in those debts, you're done. Or if your owners are fiddling the books and you get found out, you're going to get stung, and stung heavily. And Everton might end up getting stung heavily with points deductions. And I said, with the wage bill that they've got and the losses that they've been posting, if they get relegated to the Championship, that's going to be hard times for them. That is going to be very hard times. Because, boy, they're going to have to not only have that fire sale, but they may not make enough money to satisfy the EFL's financial fair play rules, which, as we've seen recently, Reading have just been stung for breaching financial fair play rules. I think it was for submitting finances late. They're getting stung for that. We've seen Derby County stung for FFP stuff as well. So yeah, wherever you go, they're not going to be able to escape it. But it is what it is, man. I mean, you know what? Yeah, this investigation, the investigation with Everton, they better be looking over their shoulders, because they're already involved in a relegation battle. The one thing you don't want is to have the league scrutinising your books as well, because that takes your focus off the pitch. It's a distraction that you don't need. But you know what? Everton and financial fair play. Do you think that they're going to get found guilty of breaches and get points deductions? Will it be this season? Will it be next season? Will they be in the Premier League next season? Will they have a lucky escape again? Well, then was the managerial merry-go-round. Were Leicester right to get rid of Brendan Rodgers at the time that they did? Graham Potter. I said in January that his job was going to be a difficult one. But were Chelsea right to get rid of him at the time that they did? And Frank Lampard as an interim manager. What the hell is going on there? Is Todd Bowley a rebel without a clue as an owner? What is going on? www.pitch-talk.com is the official website. Want to know your views? youtube.com/pitch talk for all of the videos. facebook.com/pitch talk. Become a fan, become a friend, become a member of the group. Join the footballing revolution we are working so hard to create. At Pitch Talk on Twitter. Tweet with us, follow us, see what we're up to. At Pitch Talk on Instagram. See vlog/podcast previews and much, much more there. We're on TikTok as well. Find some of our vlog previews and some legacy content there as well. Also, facebook.com/pitch talk. Become a fan, become a friend, become a member of the group. Join the footballing revolution we are working so hard to create. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Ghana, GAANA, Amazon Music, Verbal. Well, then, we are in so many different places. Wherever you pick up your podcast, look out for the Pitch Talk podcast. Our RSS feed is on our website, and you can listen to podcast episodes directly on our website as well. I have been Straight Shooting LJA, and until next time, let's hope another Premier League manager doesn't get sacked before I do my next Straight Shooting View episode. Take care, peeps, and I'll see you soon.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website.
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the Straight Shooting View,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.